As we travel along this highway, we will find increasingly that we relate everything around us to the work of the Spirit within us. Our God consciousness goes up. We discover He can't do through us what He hasn't been able to do in us. Therefore, everything turns to profit for us. Good, bad, or downright ugly, we can use our day-to-day experiences to learn more of Him. No good days, no bad days, only days of grace, spent in His abiding presence. A man with an experience, we find, is beyond reason. If you have experienced God, His great heart, His healing power, His deliverance, His kiss, His embrace, you're beyond reason. No one can talk you out of it. You know it happened, you experienced it. Your heart is captivated. It happened to you. You're falling in love. God wants you to know not just about Him and His works, but know Him and His ways. Upfront and personal, how He thinks, how He likes to do things. He's relational. You are His inheritance and He is yours. All I have is yours, son. Ever thought about that one? I've changed the symbol if you're reading these notes. If I could have found a burning heart, I would have used that. I've changed it from a heart to a flame. But I couldn't find a burning heart, so I'm using a flame. I would have used it because we are now entering the flaming heart of God, which burns for you, not against you. Though sometimes it may not feel like it. But what do feelings have to do with it? This is where we experience the white-hot passion of God the Creator for that which He created. We begin to understand what it means to set our faces as flint and follow Him wherever He goes. His love received by us ignites us with a holy fire. It gives us a blazing heart that burns but isn't consumed with the same things with which His heart is consumed. We love because He first loved us. And the whole direction of our love changes. Because what we set our affections on changes us. Colossians 3:1. Set your affections on things above and not on the earth beneath. For you died and your life is hid with Christ in God. Paul said, I've promised you to one bridegroom, to Christ. Holy Spirit indwells us to make us His own experientially. He sets us apart. He yearns jealously over us. We discover that we are His possession, and in turn, we desire to be possessed. The Lord's servant was possessed by God, it was said of Rees Howells. From seeing Him as something we have acquired, possess, and seek to use for our advantage, like the maiden early in the Song of Songs, we come to the place of acceptance and total dependence. I am my beloved's, and His desire is towards me. We are leaning on the beloved, completely changed in our position. Before, she had and held Him. Now, His hold on her is as strong as death. And she knows it. This is our journey into the flaming heart of God and passion of God for us, for me, for you, into a life less ordinary. Because, let me remind you, you are His treasure, a holy nation, His people, the people of His power, the people of His passion, the people of His heart, the people of His affection. You're more glorious than you know, stronger than you look, more brilliant than you can imagine. This is your identity. This is who you are. Do not permit anybody to talk you out of it or talk you down from that high place, that whole high calling. You're in Christ. You're astonishing. And at the very least, you are wonderful. His marvellous darling. Graham Cook on the button as ever. See you tomorrow. Hope so.